Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
The title of this message is A Foolish World. Now, no matter how hard I tried this morning, I just could not get away from this message or this title. And I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it, Lord, and give you glory for it, Lord. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. Let's start out with some real good scripture here. Verse 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, did you hear that? Unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. I said the gospel is the power of God. But, you know, I'm thinking as I'm saying this, to the world, their power is in their foolishness. And they just don't know what they're doing or what they're saying half the time. I get up this morning and I listen to the radio as I normally do, and I like to listen to the secular stations because I like to keep up with what's happening in the world, what's going on in the world. And I don't know if you've ever listened to the radio on Sunday morning when it should be God's day, but the worst of the world comes out on Sunday mornings. It's unbelievable. The things that I heard just amaze me of the lies and deception and the covering up of the covering up of the covering up that they were doing this morning. It was unreal. It was unreal. So back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Verse 20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Good question. Hath God not made foolishness the wisdom of this world? Now there's your answer for you right there. Because the world is made of foolishness, and it's by God's hand, and it's by God's design. So, why do I marvel at it? I don't know, but I still do. I can't believe that they are so foolish that they believe the foolish things that they're saying. It's just unbelievable. Again, it's the power of God that does that. Amen. Hallelujah. I hear every day now the foolishness of this world as the wise or the so-called educated make them sound more like fools than ever before. Amen. The disputers of this world, verse 20, the disputers of this world have crawled out of their holes like so many worms of the earth. That's all I could think of with this morning as I was putting this together. They preach their foolish religion of their own choosing as they try to make themselves as gods. That's exactly what's happening. They're trying to become gods. In doing so, they condemn anything and everything that does not agree with them and what they're saying and what they're thinking. And they'll make up anything that they can think of to prove it, that they're the ones that are right and everybody else is wrong. See, it matters not to the foolish what they say as long as it might sound plausible and even partially prove their point. So let's take a quick look at the definitions of that word plausible, because I really believe the Spirit of the Lord brought that word to me. That word plausible can mean these things. It can mean it's seemingly true, it can mean it's acceptable, etc., though it often implies disbelief. It presents individual views that are seemingly honest and trustworthy, but in truth, these views and these words often imply distrust. Not trust, but distrust. The word plausible applies to that which at first glance appears to be true and reasonable or valid, but which may or may not be so, although there is little hint of deliberate deception. But, there is an underlying or hidden intention to deceive. Now think about that one. Where are we in the world today? Well, we're in the last days. We're in the end times. So now we're getting to where the foolishness is coming from. Intention to deceive. What does that immediately say to you, my friends out there in Radio Land? Let me ask you a question. Who is the great deceiver? Who is the hidden force behind the foolish deception of the world? I ask you who? Who, my friends, is it? I'm not going to answer it, because if you do not know the answer to my question, how can you call yourself a Christian? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 25 through 29. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men, verse 26, for ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. You know, Matthew says, narrow is the way, and few find it. So this is what's happening here, because there are not many who understand what's happening in the world today. Sometimes I wish I didn't. Sometimes I wish that God hadn't called me to this watchman ministry. But I'm telling you the truth, you need to hear what is being said to you in this message. Verse 27, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world, thank you, Lord Jesus, to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Verse 28, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are. Now that's going to sound like double talk to the unsaved, but that's very, very good stuff. Verse 29, and the reason being for all this, that no flesh should glory in His presence, in God's presence. No flesh should glory in God's presence. How true that is. That's a repeat of a phrase my precious wife used to use as she testified almost every Sunday in church. She would say, how true it is, or how true that is, as no flesh will ever glory in its own desires. Hallelujah. No matter how hard the foolish try, they just can't be wise. They're foolish. It's foolishness. All true wisdom comes from God, and only the things that God chooses can be wise. Did you hear what I said? Only the things that God chooses are wise. This preacher will sound foolish to the foolish because they cannot comprehend godly wisdom. Amen? Hallelujah. But I have news for them. God is right and they are, I'm not going to say wrong, they're hellbound. That's where they are. They're headed straight to hell. Now the foolish of the world will despise me for what I just said, for what I'm saying, because they will not admit to their own deception. They refuse to admit that their answers to questions are foolish. They're ignorant answers. They're ignorant answers made by so-called wise men. Why? Let me answer that question. Because if they did understand or comprehend their own deception, they would have to repent. And they cannot repent. They can't do it. Why? Why do you think they can't do it, Radio Land? Let me answer that one too. Because God has sent them a strong delusion that they would believe their own lies and deceptions. Let's look at that in the King James Version, of course. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 through 12. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8, and then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Lies are Satan's power. That's where the seed of Satan's power lies, is in his lies. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now we know that this is speaking of the Antichrist, who I believe, and so do all those sitting here listening to me believe, is coming very soon. We know that this Antichrist will soon be revealed. I really don't think it's going to be much longer. I think we are so close to that that we can almost reach out and touch it. Now, verse 10, and with all deceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. God is allowing their lies. That's what's happening here. If God wanted to stop it, He could stop it. All He has to do is reveal truth. That's easy. You ever heard of I see it on TV, for an ad for Staples, the office store with the easy button, they hit it. That's easy, you know. Well, I'll tell you something. I remember seeing a commercial the other day. Some woman drives up to the gas pump, and the guy says, that'll be $80 in some cents. And she gets the easy button that comes from Staples, and she says, now how much is it? He says, $80 in some cents. Hallelujah. So sometimes it's not so easy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A foolish world has not received a love from the truth. They think they can push the stupid easy button and everything will be all right. It's not the way it is. It is not that easy because Satan makes it that way. Not because God doesn't. God has made it easy. He made it easy 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary. All you got to do is accept the blood that He shed. That's easy. Problem is, they're not accepting it. They're making it hard. Hallelujah. A love for the truth can only come, now listen to me, a love for the truth can only come from God as a gift from the Almighty Himself. Because unless you know God, you're not going to have a love for the truth. You're going to have a love for lies. That's what happens. I mean, how many people do you know that tell so many lies they can't remember which lie they told, and it reveals their sin of lies?
That's right.
Amen? Someone very near and dear to me used to lie a lot. And it was just so obvious that the person was lying because they had to keep lying to cover up their lies, and sooner or later they'd forget what lies they used to cover up for the lies. God, my friends, I want to tell you something, is love, and Satan is hate. Hear me now. I do not hate the world or the foolish of this world, but like God, I hate their sin. They say all manner of things about me on the internet, but that's to be expected. Matthew chapter 6, verses 22 through 24. 22, the light of the body is the eye. Now listen to this. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. So if your eye is on God, you're going to be full of light. You're not going to be on all the lies. You're not going to be on lying to cover up the lie, to cover up the lie that covers up that lie, and so on and so forth. Your eye is going to be on God. Your eyes are going to be on truth. You're going to speak the truth, and you don't have to worry about it. Hallelujah. Verse 23, though, but if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Verse 24, and I said all that to get here, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. And when they hold to their lies, the automatic thing there is that they despise God. I hold a God, so I despise the lies. And they hate me for it. They degrade me for it. But you go ahead, try to catch me in a lie. You can take one of your foolish things that you say and try to make me look like I'm lying, but I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth because I love you. You may not believe that. You cannot serve both God and mammon. That's what that verse just said. God, Jesus, of course, is my master. I serve Him and Him only. But if you serve mammon, we know that word means money in the Bible, but I think the root of all evil is money unless you use it in the right manner. Hallelujah. Then you're serving Satan when you do these things. And you can't serve God and serve Satan too. You can't do it. You just cannot do it. God is love. God is light. Satan is evil. Satan is lies. God is not destroying this foolish world, my friend. Don't tell me that. Don't write me no letter or email or call me on the telephone. Don't tell me that. This foolish world is destroying itself because it's doing it with its own lies and hatreds. Amen. Amen. That's right. Some say that I hate, and I do hate, sin, that is. And God hates sin, as I said before. But I want to tell you something. I care about your soul, my friend. I care about the souls of this foolish world whose sins I hate. But this foolish world doesn't care about me. They want to destroy me. When I'm saying me here, I'm talking about all Christianity, all things of God. Anybody, I stand for God. It's not me they're after, it's God. Because if they didn't do that, they would have to realize that they're in sin and that they're wrong. I care about the souls of the foolish of this world. Now that's about love. That's not about hate. To despise sin does not mean I do not love the sinner. Amen? Doesn't mean that. Now that's only going to sound wise to those who are the remnant of God. I know there's a lot of unsaved people out there. Boy, am I going to get some things said on the internet about this one. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. But go ahead and say them. Because I want to tell you something. When you say things about me, and I'm speaking the truth in the Word of God, you're saying something about God, and you're in trouble. Brother Johnson can't do a thing to you. Brother Johnson doesn't want to do anything to you. And neither does God, as a matter of fact. But what you say does what damage is done to you. Amen. The truly saved, those who sold out to Jesus, are the remnant of God. Amen? Are you one of them, my friends? Out there in Radio Land, do you see yourself as part of the remnant of God? I want to tell you something. I've got news for you. If you're not, you talk about being left behind. You wait and see what's going to happen to you. You can say that I love God, and you go ahead and you go do all the things that you want to do anyway. You do not govern what you do or how you live by the rules of God or by the laws of the Bible, if you will. But if you don't do that, are you not double-minded? Do you really have both feet in the kingdom of God? I don't even think you've got one foot in. I think you're walking a fence, and you're going to fall off on the wrong side. Now, there's two sides to this fence you walk in. One of them's a nice soft cloud. The other one's a hot fire. Which one do you want? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 18 to 21. 18, let no man deceive himself. Did you hear that? If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Verse 20, and again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Verse 21, therefore let no man glory in men. Don't you see, my friends, the treasure in your heart is revealed by what you glory in. If you glory in yourself, you deceive yourself. I have become a fool in your eyes because I believe a God who can save your soul. No, my friends, I am possibly a fool in your eyes and your ears, but I am not a fool in God's eyes and God's ears. For he hears what I am saying. He hears that it's a word of God. He hears that it's what he told me to preach. The vain wisdom of this foolish world is utter foolishness with God. We read that. Your own craftiness will condemn you if you do not repent. Think about it. Open your ears to the truth. It can and will save your soul. Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? In other words, how can the foolish of the worldly thought add even one inch to their height? They can't do it. Foolish thinking and foolish words will bring you down, not build you up. Right. Or lift you up into heavenly places, if you will, or bring you down into hell, if you will. All the wise and crafty words and deeds of this foolish world can only lead to its utter destruction. God will destroy all sin and very soon. And if you are in sin at the time that God returns, you too will be destroyed. How is that love, you might say, Brother Johnson? That sounds like hate to me. No, it's not hate, because I'm trying to pull you out of the fire. I'm trying to get it through your hard hearts and your hard heads that you need God. I don't know if I can get it through, because if you're far enough into the delusion, the strong delusion, I'll never get through to you. I'll never will, because you have allowed yourself that position in life. But let me ask you this. Where is the love in you when you reject the love of God? When you do that, whose fault is it, my friend, if you are destroyed along with sin, when God destroys sin? For you have entered into sin, and you have made sin your bedfellow. Whose fault is it then when you reject heaven and you wake up in hell? Is it Brother Johnson's fault? No, no, no. Is it God's fault? No, no, no. It's your fault and yours alone. Repent and get ready, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Maranatha, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Signs International Radio Ministries. We need your support even more in these last days that we might be able to keep up this work for God and stay on the air. If God speaks to you, please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. And may God bless you for it. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.